Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Ammar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. It's a special day we offer to all mu'mineen. Congratulations of the happy birth anniversary of Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba, salamu alayhi. Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba is one of the most oppressed Imam, Muslim, one of the most mazloom Imam. And, you know, all I'm, there one light, there one type of enlightenment, there one light. And it has been said by Prophet Muhammad or other Aima that Awwaluna Muhammad wa Awsatuna Muhammad wa Akhiruna Muhammad, they're all continuation of prophethood of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we have to remember that. That's why all of all sayings we have from Aima Tahirin, all of hadith, thousands of hadith, tens of thousands of hadith, every single hadith which is narrated by any Imam goes to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that's why when we mention any hadith from Imam Ali, from Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, we can say this hadith is also from Prophet Muhammad, because their knowledge, their ilm is all from Ahlul Bayt, is all from Rasulullah. As we all know that the last moment, very last moment of when Prophet Muhammad was leaving this world, he called Amir al-Mu'mineen and he said something in his ear, and then Ibn Abbas says, Imam Ali told me later on that Prophet Muhammad opened 1,000 doors of knowledge in my ear, and each door opened another 1,000 doors of knowledge on me. So everything we have from Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba or Imam other Imam is from Rasulullah. Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba used to say that always, Ya ahl al-lazzat al-dunya la biqa'ala. O people of lust of this dunya, this world, there's no stay in this. You cannot live with it always. Inna ghtirarun bidhil zailun humq. If you trust on the shadow of this dunya, you are stupid and you're idiots. Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba, once he was in Aitikaf, a person came to him and said, Ya Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba, someone asking me money, and I owe this money to him, but if I had money, I would pay him, but unfortunately, I don't have money. When you finish your Aitikaf, help me, and I have to pay this. Imam said, no, stand up and let's go now. He said, Imam, I don't want to ruin your Aitikaf. Imam said, no, stand up, we want to go now. Let's go together. Imam Ali hold his hand. Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba hold his hand and took him to the person who was asking money from him. Imam helped him. When Imam was leaving Masjid Itikaf for helping this Mu'min brother, Imam told him as a beautiful, Imam made a very beautiful statement. Imam said, helping one Mu'min as his whole need, in his complete need, and if you completely solve his problem, it is equal to 9,000 of year doing worship. So if you're doing just worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you don't help anyone else, you just care about yourself and your ibadat. So your 1 year, well, you're like look, your entire life, which is 60, 70, 80, 90 years, is just like this much. But if you help someone and you fulfill all need of a mu'min, or you solve in one place all his problems, this is amazing. Imam said, this is equal to 9,000 years of doing worship. So as a mu'min, if you do your wajibat and you always try to help others, help mu'mineen, according to Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba, you have done it like millions of year ibadah, millions of years worship. May always remember that. Solving a mu'min's problem, finding a solution for a mu'min's trouble, helping out a mu'min in full, incomplete, is equal to 9,000 years of worship. That's how Islam cares about others. That's how we have to care about others. That's how Ahlul Bayt cared about others. That's why we know from Ahlul Bayt, they always help others during their lives. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Ammar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma. I'm محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.